Now, in verse 20, he says, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." Now, you do have here a certain amount, and don't misunderstand me now, evolution. Now, if you mean by evolution, not just everything came from one little cell, but that God made one of each creature, and you'll notice it says he made each one after his kind, and that doesn't mean species, as even Darwin said. It means more than that. The word is philia. I have been reading what one scientist has said, and he's been looking around for another word. Well, I had a professor in seminary, a very brilliant man. He gave the name philia, and if you look that up, that would include not just one horse, but it would include every animal, including a zebra, everything that belongs to the horse family. God created one like that. Now, there's been development from those, by the way, and I believe that that is true. But to say that everything originated from one little amoeba and God is not the creator, that's the thing we object to. There's been tremendous development, I think, and also development. And that means it went downward. God created great whales, every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You notice that when God does it, it's good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters and the seas, let fowl multiply in the earth." And by the way, this scientist said that if we're going to teach the creation story, we ought to teach the stork story. Believe me, the Bible certainly gets rid of the stork story if you read it very carefully. I mean, these animals had to bring forth. And it will be true of man also. You don't find little Willie under a stump. And the stork didn't bring little Susie either. But God did create the heavens and the earth, by the way. Now, will you notice, "And the evening and the morning were the fifth day." Now we have the first 5 days.